A Family Torn Apart by Kathy Glass, read by Danica Fairman. Certain details in this story, including names, places and dates, have been changed to protect the family's privacy. Acknowledgements. A big thank you to my family. My editors, Ida and Holly, my literary agent, Andrew, my UK publisher, HarperCollins, and my overseas publishers, who are now too numerous to list by name. Last but definitely not least, a big thank you to my readers for your unfailing support and kind words. They are much appreciated. Chapter 1. It Takes Courage. The pandemic changed our lives. Although lockdown had been lifted, restrictions still applied, so there were no large indoor gatherings. We had to wear face masks in public places, socially distance in queues, and use antibacterial soap and hand gel at every opportunity. I wasn't the only one experiencing dry, chapped hands from all the hand washing. Fostering practices had also changed with the pandemic, so most meetings, home visits, and contact were now taking place online. Foster carers, like many parents, had become adept at keeping children amused and home-educating those of school age. Some motivational speakers and life coaches were suggesting families could use the additional time to reunite and strengthen their bonds. In reality, the opposite was true, and many families isolated in their homes faced unprecedented challenges as jobs were lost, earnings fell, and tempers became frayed. Some families who were already struggling fell into the abyss, and referrals to the social services rocketed. At the start of August, I'd just said goodbye to Jamie, whom I'd fostered since before Christmas. I knew it wouldn't be long before I was asked to take another child or children, and I steeled myself, wondering what their sorrowful story would be. In over 25 years of fostering, I'd looked after many children who had suffered abuse and neglect, but no two children's stories are ever the same, and that was certainly true of the girls who arrived next. In hindsight, I wonder if the truth would ever have come out if Angie and Polly hadn't lived with me. I'm not saying I'm a better foster carer than others, but splitting up the girls from their older sister allowed them to disclose what was really going on. However, I'm jumping ahead of myself. It was Tuesday afternoon when Joy Phillips, my supervising social worker, SSW, telephoned, and their story began. All foster carers in the UK have an SSW, whose role it is to support and monitor the foster carer and their family in all aspects of fostering. Most referrals for children who come into care come to the foster carer through the SSW. Joy was in her early 50s, of average height and build, and had a wealth of experience. I found her caring, efficient, and level-headed, although, like everyone in children's services at present, she was working flat out and was slightly stressed as a result of the pandemic. "Did Emma have a nice birthday?" she began by asking. "Yes, thank you, very nice." Emma was my granddaughter, Lucy and Darren's child, who had just had her second birthday. In line with current restrictions, we'd held her party outside, in my garden, with only immediate family present. "Excellent. And you were all well?" Joy asked. It wasn't simply a polite question, but had gained real significance since the start of the pandemic. "Yes, we are," I confirmed. "No one in your household is having to self-isolate or awaiting a COVID test result?" "No," I confirmed. "Paula and I are fine." There was just my daughter, Paula, still living at home with me. I had divorced many years ago, and my son Adrian lived with his wife Kirsty, and my other daughter Lucy lived with her partner Darren. We saw them as much as we were allowed, in line with the present restrictions. "Good. I've had a referral for a sibling group of three girls," Joy continued, getting to the real reason for her call. "We'd obviously like to keep them together if possible, and it's preferable if they are placed in an all-female household." "Why?" "The eldest, who's 14 and has a different father to the other two girls, has made allegations of sexual abuse against her stepfather."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?